Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. It has that Monday feel about it, doesn't it? Let's see. All of the kids, I think, are back in school everywhere within the sound of my voice. That is a good thing. They can now learn. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. It seems as if everything bad that could happen has happened. You got the dive boat thing out in California. Santa Cruz, I believe it is. You've got the shootings in Midland, Odessa. You've got what was a Cat 4 hurricane. Which is barreling down on the coast and just sitting over Freeport and Nassau. Yeah. And I've been to both those places. And they're constantly being hit by just awful killer storms, hurricanes. And it seems like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong on this Labor Day 2019. Want to remind you, coming up 9:30, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Tommy White will join us. The latest on Allegiant Stadium. While the weather's been awful most other places, it's been wonderful here. It's been perfect. Hot, but perfect. Also, Jared Fisher will fill us in on his latest adventure. Yeah. This is a guy, by the way, the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. And Jared is the guy. Remember him? This is the same guy that cycled across the country.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Yeah, 3,400 miles. And he did it in the span of 18 days. This guy's amazing. He's got more energy than anybody I know of. Anyway, suffice to say, we got a big program, and I want to get right to it. First of all, I want to begin with the human gaffinator. Well, yeah, you can either call him Sleepy Joe or you can call him Creepy Joe. Either way, he answers to both. And just to show you how bizarre it gets out on the campaign trail and how these politicians, these presidential wannabes.
Funny
are
comedy.
I know. I want you to hear, though, how these guys are pre-programmed. When they're going to do a little Q&A and they know the media is around, they immediately revert to essentially the Democrat talking points. This was a question about the shootings in Midland, Odessa, supposedly a gun control question, and see how it morphs into a global warming kind of question. This was Joe Biden over the weekend in New Hampshire. Here it is.
What do you say to Americans who are just frustrated, who don't believe this political process is actually going to be able to do anything?
Well, it has to do something. Look, it's about time the president got out of a state of denial on two really critical things. And they both came to a head this weekend. One is climate change. It is an existential threat. This guy can no longer deny the science. I mean, if we could call, well, if there were a parliamentary system, we'd call for elections tomorrow, not because we're in good or bad shape, but because we can't wait another 18 months for something to happen in terms of climate. What's he need? Does he need, you know, Gabriel to come down and say, hey, this is a real problem? I mean, it's gigantic what's happening. The largest storm in the Atlantic, anyway. And the second one is on dealing with firearms. It is irrational, with all due respect to the governor of Texas, irrational what they're doing. On the very day you see a mass shooting, I guess the numbers now, I was on a plane the last 2.5 hours, they got up to 5 killed, and we're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational. It's totally irrational. And it's all about special interest, and it has to stop. It has to stop. The idea that we don't have elimination of assault-type weapons, magazines that can hold multiple bullets in them, is absolutely mindless. It is no violation of the Second Amendment. It is it's just a bow to the special interest of the gun manufacturers and the NRA. It's got to stop.
Here's your sign.
Sleepy Joe Biden. You just got to love it. You got to love it.
Here's your sign.
There you go. Thank you. We found something over the weekend that you never see. And that's the reason I bring it to you. Just so you know, we follow the Sunday shows. Me and my crack production staff. Thank you, Wyatt. I almost called you yesterday. Almost called you. I was having trouble with my internet. And that's how we get all these clips and everything. Take you kind of inside baseball. But then my IT guy fixed it. No, I'm just saying. I came dangerously close to having to tap my friend Wyatt Cox. Yeah, come on. Go easy on me. Come on. It feels like a Monday. It feels like a Monday. Anyway, something happened over the weekend that never happens. A CNN liberal talking head, Brian Stelter, who is the chief media critic for CNN, came down hard on a guy named Brian Karam. If you don't know who Brian Karam is, he is a CNN consultant. He has a White House pass. He gets to sit in some of those news conferences. But he went over the line really 2 weeks ago. And he is in the midst, a guy named Brian Karam, K-A-R-E-M. The guy clearly stepped over the line and, just listen though. This is Brian Karam. Let's go to cut 5, by the way. 5. He was on with Brian Stelter on CNN. And what he did to me was reprehensible at a photo op at the White House. But listen to Brian Karam and Brian Stelter, the media critic for CNN, where a CNN guy goes after a CNN guy. It doesn't happen often. Here it is.
Karam, why in the world was it appropriate for you? What were you doing trying to confront, trying to provoke Sebastian Gorka and others? To me, this was clearly unprofessional conduct at the White House.
I think the White House was unprofessional. I think that what they did was unprofessional.
Your conduct was unprofessional.
I understand what you're saying. I would maintain that that it's on the other foot. That it's okay. You cannot sanction actions by one and then make okay the actions of the other in that type of environment. The simple fact of the matter is, I tried to ask the President of the United States a question. We had been heckled many times during the course of that afternoon by the people in that crowd. And in fact, Trump had come out and said to the effect that they make quite a few things up. He loves it and he supports them. And the heckling had occurred on their behalf towards us in the press. And what I did was make a joke, and I'll never apologize for a joke that got a laugh. I learned that from a good friend of mine, John DeBellis, who's a comedian. And that's, you know, I am provocative, and I am a smart aleck, but I'm not going to apologize for that. That's okay under the First Amendment. There have been far worse altercations occurred in the Rose Garden and by members of the press in the past. The first thing I ever saw in the White House was Helen Thomas walk up to and bang on a door and demand that Larry Speaks come forward and answer her a question. Mike McCurry told me that he used to bring donuts and coffee to Helen. Sam Donaldson made a flippant comment to the president one time watching him walk out of the White House. Yeah, you get it.
I think there's room, and I think there's room for opinion columnists. I think of you as an opinion columnist who asks great questions. I think there's room for you there. Some White House reporters don't like you very much. That's okay, too. The point now is that your press pass has been suspended for a month. It's already been 2 weeks. And you've hired the guy on the other corner there, Ted Boutros, the same guy who got Jim Acosta's press pass restored.
Ooh, ooh, that's funny.
When we come back, I'll let you hear from his attorney. The defense for what he did is going to make you angry, okay? But I'm going to let you hear it anyway. Ted Boutros, you'll hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, Judge Jeanine will join us live. I'm so excited about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now. You're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car, It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
15 seconds till showtime.
Okay, boys, let's rehearse. You start.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
My neck hurts.
Who cares?
No, you shut up.
Where am I?
5 seconds.
Well, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Tuesday. It feels like a Monday. Coming up, Judge Jeanine Pirro, bottom of the hour. We'll talk about what's going on, the war against the president. She's got a brand new book out, author of Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. This follows up on her previous best-selling book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. She is, of course, from Justice, Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. The last time we talked with her, just to give you some perspective, the last time we talked with her, she had just gotten off the air, and I mean just gotten off the air, with The View. And the question I'm going to ask her is, you plan on going back on The View for this book? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Judge Jeanine coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, Tommy White will get a progress report on the Raider Stadium, the Allegiant Stadium. Also, Jared Fisher will join us from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, one of the state's top small business people, and a guy that is absolutely fearless on a bicycle. Nah, it's incredible. I promised I'd let you hear from Brian Karam. You heard from Brian Karam, obviously, in our previous segment. But I want you to hear Ted Boutros is the attorney for Brian Karam, who 2 weeks ago had his White House credentials pulled, suspended. And the legal rationale for reinstating Brian Karam, which, by the way, has not been done yet. The White House is standing by this, and Ted Boutros is ready to file suit and talks about the legal points being somewhat similar to those that he used to get Jim Acosta's press pass back. Here it is yesterday on CNN.
Everybody remembers that case last November when Acosta's pass was not just suspended, it was revoked, and CNN had to go to court to get it back. So, Ted Boutros, is this the same or is this different? Are the arguments you made in court this week the same arguments that were for Acosta, or are they different?
Many of the arguments are the same, Brian. Just like with Jim Acosta's case, the White House out of the blue suspended Brian Karam's press pass based on non-existent standards with no notice of what the standards of conduct would be. And so we have a lot of the same arguments. They've tried to paper over the problems by issuing a long 13-page letter after giving us one business day to respond. But it's really the same fundamental due process and First Amendment problem. This is part of a war by President Trump and his new press secretary, Ms. Grisham, to try to squelch and intimidate reporters from asking tough questions at the White House. That's all it is. It violates the First Amendment. It violates due process. And they're trying to send a message to other reporters there in the Rose Garden, watch out, we'll do this to you. And that's why we felt it was very important, not just for Brian Karam's case, but for all reporters, for the American people, so reporters can stand there. And sometimes questions are insulting. They can be viewed by the president and his team as caustic and mean. That's what the First Amendment protects. The Supreme Court has said that over and over again.
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
Now. Let's start this week with a good attitude, shall we?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Did you see this? John O'Hurley, one of my favorite actors, a conservative, a Seinfeld actor. I was on with Leland Vitter, I believe this was yesterday, calling out Deborah Messing and others from Will and Grace and from the Hollywood Elite for trashing, and this is cut six, by the way, for trashing Trump and his supporters. There have been all kinds of nasty, mean tweets about Trump and about his supporters. This was John O'Hurley going after Deborah Messing and others. Here it is.
Do you worry that there is going to be maybe not a blacklisting, but people are going to say, look, it's just easier not to deal with conservatives because we don't want to deal with the fallout of being named and shamed like by Messing and her co-star?
Well, I agree with that to some degree. It's very difficult to be a conservative in Hollywood because you really do feel, even though there are many of us, you do feel like you're an island fighting the storm. But as I say, it stops the notion of that artistic expression really is the act of the infinite possibility. All viewpoints must be observed and respected. So at the same time we are supporting free thinking, we also have to support free receptors, people that will allow other ideas to infect them. Some of the best conversations I ever had on the Seinfeld set were with Michael Richards, who thinks totally differently than I do. But I couldn't wait to present him with an issue or something because I was always interested in his perspective on it, and I was always fascinated. My dearest friend Bryan Cranston, another liberal thinker, certainly opposite to me, he and I can sit for hours discussing an idea. And I love that. I cherish that. Yeah. Not with the premise of trying to convince each other.
Yeah, it does seem to be lost in the conversation. Now, I only got about 20 or 30 seconds, but is this solely because of how abhorrent these actors now frying President Trump, or is it actually the conservative ideals they're taking on?
Well, I think it's more the fact, listen, we've had conservative ideals for decades. It's the fact that they are predisposed to not liking the man at the top right now.
Ain't that the truth? Stick around. Judge Jeanine Pirro, from Fox News, will join us. She's got a brand new book out, and it's really good. I've only gotten to through about the first 60 pages, but it's really, really good. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the Southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The Northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least 5 and injuring about 24 in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. In the Coachella Valley, we are so honored to have somebody we've had on the show before. The last time she was on, she had just stepped off the stage, the sound stage of The View, where she got into a nasty deal with Whoopi and Joy Behar and that crowd. She is joining us again, hopefully in less troubled waters. Judge Jeanine Pirro joining us. Judge, great to have you on. That was quite a day.
Well, you know what? I was just coming off The View, and you're right. You were the first person I spoke to after. And I got to tell you, I could not believe what they did to me, how they cursed me out, how they threw me out of the building. And it was just stunning. And you know what the shame of it all is? Nothing has changed in the last year. In fact, the left is even getting more, direct and more aggressive in their hatred of people on the right. They try to shut us down, and that's why I wrote the next book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. It's not just at the upper echelon of the DOJ and the FBI, like I wrote about in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. This is about all of America, and I got to tell you, and I'm going to stop in a second, but when Deborah Messing comes out and says, we want to know everyone who's at the attending the Trump fundraisers, and we're going to let people know that we don't want to work with them. Well, I'll tell you what, that's as close to McCarthyism and hate and venom that I've ever seen on the left, to try to take away people's ability to make a living. These people have lost their minds.
Judge Jeanine joining us, and I must tell you, I loved Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Can I assume that the new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America, does it essentially just pick up in real time where you left off?
It absolutely does. It picks up in real time, and what it does do is it points out, and I got to tell you, there are 30 pages of footnotes. Now, I hate footnotes personally, but if you get the book and you're fighting with someone and you need facts, get this book, because everything is backed up by evidence and facts. That's what I do. I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA for 30 years. So it's all about the evidence. And when they start after us and they say people like Brett Kavanaugh, a guy who is as close to an adult altar boy as I've ever seen, is really a gang rapist and is not entitled to the presumption of innocence. And this wackadoo Mazie Hirono, a United States senator from Hawaii, says all women need to be believed and men should just shut up. I say to myself, what happened to the Constitution? What happened to the First Amendment and free speech, where we're being shut down on Facebook and Twitter and suspended because people don't like what we say, or where political correctness is the enemy of free speech? We can't speak at universities. Then they back it up with Antifa, these idiots in ninja costumes, and they cover up their face because they're cowards, who then assault us on the right because they don't like what we say. America is changing, I'm telling you, and unless we get a grip on this and what is happening, we're gonna be confronted with an even worse situation a year from now. And you know what? You're gonna be the starting point for me. Every year at this time, I'm gonna come on your show to talk about how whether things have gotten better or worse. You have my number now.
I got your number, and we'll reach out to you. Don't believe we won't. I want to ask you, though. Last week, we had the report from Michael Horowitz on James Comey. And for some reason, they released just a little snippet of this whole investigation. My question is, your thoughts on what came out of this. Did they go easy? Was there a double standard for James Comey?
Well, look, James Comey is a liar and a leaker. In fact, he's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And, you know, he tweeted after the Inspector General's report came out, he said, for all you call me liars and leakers and said I should go to jail, I don't expect an apology, but a simple sorry would be okay. Not a chance, Jim. And you know I worked with him. He was a U.S. attorney in the building next to mine when I was the elected district attorney. And this guy, sure, did he get away with that? He certainly did. Did Bill Barr make a decision not to prosecute him for lying and leaking? He did. But let me try to get into Bill Barr's head. And he and I have not spoken, but you don't want the first case against the deep state to be lost because of a left-leaning D.C. jury on a case that isn't as serious as the stuff that's coming. Make no mistake, what's coming is serious stuff. It's stuff that will corrupt the government. They tried to frame a sitting president. They tried a coup, a bloodless coup, and they lied to a FISA court. And what makes me even more furious is that whoever that FISA judge was, I don't know if she was in on it, but there was a fake document. Comey knew that it was fraudulent. He knew it was unverified. And then he even told the president in January, months after he swore it was verified, that it was unverified. And he knew that it was funded by Hillary Clinton when money laundered through a law firm and then through Fusion GPS and given to a foreign agent to make up some garbage about the president. I mean, this is as bad as it gets. And if Jim Comey is not indicted for that, then I'm going to join the people and I'm going to start marching, because this is a blueprint for a third world country or a totalitarian country. They are resisting, and that's why I wrote Radicals, Resistance and Revenge. They are resisting the efforts of the American public in putting a president in and trying to get him out. And they are, their revenge for not having Hillary Clinton the president is just, it's sick. It's just sick at this point.
Judge Jeanine, I saw one piece of analysis on the Comey thing, and it was essentially that, well, we're not going to consume our own. That whether you're Bill Barr or you're James Comey or you're Robert Mueller, that you're all part of the same group and that nobody's going to rat out one of their own. Do you believe that at all? Or, I mean, is that how far this thing goes?
Well, I'll tell you, if it is how far it goes, and time will tell whether or not that is the case, then you know what? I'm the dumbest person to come down the road, because I'm a believer. I believe in truth and justice and law and order. I spent 32 years in the justice system. I did it without fear or favor. I didn't care who you were or what you were. You know, Lady Justice is blind for a reason. And if at the upper echelon we find out that corruption is rewarded with non-prosecution, then you know what? I'm off to an island by myself to just think about how I wasted my life fighting for truth and justice when other people are corrupting the system. I hope not. I truly hope not. And I talk about Bill Barr in the book. I say he's like a slow locomotive. You know, he's not in a rush to get anywhere, and nobody's going to push him off the track. But he's going to get there. You can count on it. So I've got my money in him, and let's just hope that I my trust is not something that's lost without a prosecution. Because these people, and I've got a chapter in the book, Rats Jumping Ship. They're all pointing at each other. And by the way, have you noticed who's not saying much these days? Who's not saying much is John Brennan. This guy, all of a sudden, is as quiet as a church mouse. He is the guy it started with. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there's no way the White House didn't know what was going on. There is no way that this thing was sanctioned just at that level. And there's even some tweets I talk about in the book where they say, POTUS wants to be advised of everything we're doing. Come on, guys. We all know that Barack Obama hated Donald Trump. So, in the end, what I want to see justice. And if I don't, then there's going to be another book for sure.
Again, Judge Jeanine joining us, the author of the book. The book, by the way, is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. We have not heard the last of Michael Horowitz. What is still left out there on the table? And is there anybody you think, Andrew McCabe, somebody out there that you think could end up going to jail as a result of this IG report that's going to be coming out soon?
Well, honestly, I think that the people who ended up lying to the FISA court, defrauding the court, I think they should go to jail. I mean, some people might say, well, the truth is that they've got enough punishment, their careers are destroyed. No, wrong. If anything, these people at the upper echelon should face the punishment that people below them can say, I don't dare do that. It probably should be Jim Comey. He is the guy who was the ringleader of this thing. Brennan, definitely. Clapper, I mean, that guy's clueless. But he can lie every chance he opens his mouth. Clapper, I mean, you know, called the two of them, calling the president treasonous. And by the way, did you notice the Democrat clown car? That's the bozos all running for president. Did you notice not one of them is talking about Bob Mueller or Russian collusion? That's because they know that it was all nonsense. They did it to fracture America. And James Comey single-handedly fractured this country. He did it by leaking to the New York Times and then saying we need a special counsel, who then for 2 years we watched people like Adam Schiff and Swalwell and the rest of them impeach, and you know, this guy is a Putin puppet. The truth is they won't say one word about it because it was all nonsense. It was all fake news.
Let me ask you a question that has more to do with politics than the law, but you follow this stuff enough. I'm just curious. The polls all seem to be going against the president. He trails all of the top four or five Democrat presidential wannabes. Do you believe in the polls? The president says his polling and his modeling, as they call it, shows that he's in good shape. What say you?
Well, I'll tell you, if history is any lesson, look at what happened in 2016 when all these bozos got out there and says, oh, Hillary's going to win. We're going to coronate her in a minute. Well, you know, the queen mother there ended up not getting coronated. She didn't even get near the palace. Bottom line is this. When you hear Deborah Messing and then you hear all the Hollywood critics that I hypocrites that I write about in the book, I mean, people are afraid to say they like Donald Trump. They're going to go into that voting booth and they're going to vote for him. And he's about as solid as anyone. We've got more jobs in this country than people to fill them. We've got an economy that is absolutely soaring. You know, unemployment for African Americans, the lowest ever, Hispanics. I mean, this is a man who's making America safe. Our military is back to where it should be. But the unfortunate thing is in the southern border, we've got all of these illegals coming through. In the month of October, 144,000. That's bigger than a lot of towns and cities in the United States in 1 month. Now, they're going to go to states and they're going to get licenses. Let me ask you, what do you think they're going to do with those licenses?
They're going to vote.
You got it. They're going to vote. They're going to get themselves at the point of identification, and they're going to vote, and they're going to vote Democrat because the Democrats have them convinced that the Republicans don't want them. It could be that the Republicans believe in law and order, and we respect the law enforcement. We respect the military. We respect ICE. And they don't want any of that. I mean, they've got Antifa shutting us down. You know, we can't say anything anymore. You can't say what you think. That's not the America that my father fought for in World War II and my grandfather fought for in World War II. These people are not the people who need to be speaking for the forgotten men and women, and they will not again in 2020. But if there's one thing I can leave you with, it's this. I want all your listeners to remember you have got to vote, whether it's 2019 or 2020, your local elections. Socialists are getting elected at the local level. They're infiltrating school boards so that people can't learn. Our kids can't learn American history, and they're learning all kinds of other things. So trust me on that. Get out there and vote and buy my book if you want to.
The book, I hope you will. In fact, I'm going to go one better. Make sure you buy both books, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and by Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. Janine, in our final 30 seconds, and I know you've only got 30 seconds, are you concerned by the president's criticism of Fox News? It's a little uncharacteristic of him.
Well, no, I'm not. Look, I've known the president for 30 years. He's a man who says what he thinks, and that's good with me. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm grateful. I have a job at Fox. I get to talk to your listeners in America every Saturday night at 9 Eastern time. I get to say what I want to say. And it's very important to me because I'm so frustrated. And by the way, I thought I was going to talk about crime, you know, because I'm a DA and a judge. Well, let me tell you, there's more crime going on in Washington than there is in criminal courtrooms across this country. So I am very interested in staying on television and making sure we get the word out.
Keep their feet to the fire, Judge. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk again this time next year, okay?
Promise. I promise. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
That's Judge Janine joining us live. I absolutely love it. She is so good, and she's been very good to the show over the years. We've had her on a couple of times, but again, the last time was she had just stepped off the soundstage for The View, and The View just savaged her. Whoopi Goldberg told her to get out of the studio. Get out of here. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
If you heard my friends, then you heard my pride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. Thanks to Judge Jeanine Pirro, the author of Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. I can't wait to dig into that book. I read Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and I did it just over a holiday weekend. No, it was that good. I was absolutely enthralled by it. You know, we always talk about the really bad stuff. It's really tough when you have to come in. And it seems like every so often, there's a weekend where there's just a tragedy. It's Dayton. It's El Paso. All in the same weekend. Now you have the killings in Odessa, Midland. Or is it Midland, Odessa? A lot of people keep asking, you know, how long is this going to go before the American people have had enough? Good point. I mean, that's a good point. I don't know that anything's going to change. One guy who does believe that, let's go to cut four. This is Jay Johnson, the former Secretary of Homeland Security. And he says that after the Odessa Midland killings that we may see some gun control legislation. Here it is.
Chuck, to me, it feels like this time it might be different. I feel as though my sense is that public opinion and congressional opinion are moving in the direction of doing some things consistent with the Second Amendment. This is a uniquely American problem, and it requires a national solution. And particularly now that we're back in an election cycle, Republicans, it seems to me, are going to want to be able to be in a position to say they have done something on this. And the timing of this latest tragedy, just as Congress is coming back into town, suggests also there'll be a certain amount of momentum this time. And so my hope is that we'll finally get something done on this issue.
Okay. I'm going to give the last word this hour to Ed Rappaport, who right now is very, very busy. He is from the National Hurricane Center. Let's go to cut seven. He compares Hurricane Dorian to other Cat 4 storms. Here he is.
Give us some context in terms of how this storm compares to other hurricanes you've tracked.
Certainly when it went across the Bahamas and now stationed over the Bahamas, it's one of the most intense landfalls we've ever seen in the Atlantic Hurricane Basin, mm-hmm. Category 5 hurricane. There haven't been many. The United States has had a few, the Labor Day hurricane, Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Camille. Those are Category 5, very destructive. I think everybody knows those names. In this case, we're looking at a close approach for a Category 4 hurricane and potentially a landfall farther up the coast, maybe not quite a Category 4 strength, but certainly powerful and potentially deadly.
But nobody should be breathing a sigh of relief in terms of thinking they're out of danger at this point, right?
No, north of this southern part of the Florida Peninsula, there's still considerable risks on the east coast of the Florida Peninsula and upward through the North Carolinas.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we're out of time.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Are we really? Unbelievable. Hey, stick around. Coming up, a report from a guy that should know. The business manager of Labor is 872. We're going to check on the stadium. Yeah, Raider Stadium, Allegiant Stadium. Do that more coming up live and local. Yeah.